Raven.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is The Sister Files.
Woo woo!
A new segment. Yeah. We're talking about some ways the world could end and what we would do, how we would try to survive it. So, I'm a fan of post-apocalyptic shows like The 300 or Walking Dead or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, we're always like looking at, you know,
what would happen if this stuff would happen to us.
Yeah. So, the first one we want to look at is one that we've always kind of liked this idea. We didn't like the idea of it, but we've, like, always been fascinated by
Obsessed by it.
And that is if Yellowstone were to erupt.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny, because they just had an earthquake near there the other day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because, as you may or may not be aware, Yellowstone is actually sitting on top. The Yellowstone National Park is sitting on top of a mega volcano.
And a lot of people didn't know that, because I know a while ago when Brandy and I discussed this, I was talking to my mom about it, and my mom was like, what volcano in the middle of our country? And I was like, Yellowstone's a volcano. She's like, no, it's a national park. And I was like, you're right, it's a national park, but it's on top of a giant volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Like us. Isn't it a super volcano? Is it a super volcano? Or is it just a mega volcano? I don't know what the tiers are, but...
It's I thought they were the same thing. It might be a mega volcano. I know it's a huge volcano that if it was to erupt, it would affect everybody.
Yes, it is a super volcano.
I'm sorry, I used mega. Did I say the word mega?
No, I said mega.
Okay.
Because you said super, and I was like, are we sure it's super?
Yeah. Super. But yes, it's, and especially since it was here in the United States, even though it's kind of more toward, it's like in the middle, but more towards the West Coast, and we are all the way here on the East Coast, I knew it would be something that would affect us. And to me, I think Yellowstone erupting is more of a likelihood than us getting hit by a tsunami over here on the East Coast.
Yeah, but I don't think that it erupting would kill us all, though. Us over here, at least.
It may not, but it also could affect us to the point that it becomes in a post-apocalyptic society because of all the downpour.
Well, now here would be my question,
mm-hmm.
my thought process. So it erupts, let's say it erupts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming we'd have quite the ash cloud, we would have fallout earthquakes from it, mm-hmm. because it's a lot of lava coming up and a lot of shifting.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that the United States would be very ruined. We'd have a lot going on.
Yes.
Everything
would probably, like, shut down.
Yeah. You think, gosh, we don't know what that's like. Anyway,
more than it is now.
Yeah. So, then my question would be, so, we would fall into a dystopian situation, but would Canada and Mexico, and, they probably, I think that maybe, would Alaska, and would Hawaii, and would the rest of the world?
Well, definitely Canada, because it's closer,
it's
definitely more Canada than it would be, because some parts of Canada is closer to Yellowstone than we are.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it would take up, so it would probably take more of North America, so more of Central and South America would probably be safe.
Some of it, yes.
Yeah.
Because it's going to give out a big ash cloud, and that's going to probably decrease globally the temperature.
Because an ice age.
Well, yeah, we could end up in an ice age. And not only that, when that one volcano erupted over with Iceland, that actually affected the temperature globally. Because it erupted so long and so much
out there. So, okay, so then what we would be looking at, so the dystopian world we would be left with
mm-hmm.
could possibly be a dystopian America
mm-hmm.
Which then comes the political side of it, of wondering who's going to come for all of our money we owe people. So then we would have that as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would have, you're going to have people who are going to want to attack us while we're down. Not anybody, I'm not pointing out any countries or anything like that, like don't take me that way. But I'm just saying human nature, there's people out there who are going to, and it wouldn't even be other countries. We probably would have people within our own country that would want to do this. Once things started falling, people would try to take over. So we'd have that rush to that power.
Well, who's to say it doesn't have an effect so big that it doesn't affect other volcanoes?
All the volcanoes just go off at the same time.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
But not only that, like, yeah, so it would kind of take us off the map because God only knows what the effects it could have. I mean, okay, so... Yeah, we get a bunch of earthquakes, but who's to say that the earthquakes aren't going to be strong enough that it actually takes us out? Like, it becomes not only a natural disaster where it's physical, it becomes almost like a firestorm.
Physical.
And I don't know if you know this, but a firestorm is when we lose access to, like, the internet, everything electronically. And where we have no way to communicate with each other. In a sense. But no.
Luckily, we could telepathically communicate.
Yeah. You learn how to telepath, you know, so that can happen. Because we can telepathically transfer money to each other. But,
yeah, it's real
fun. Know, and the fact that we have, 99.9% of the world, if not more, has all their funds in electronic form.
Oh, yeah, mine's all, I have $1 in cash right now.
Exactly. So, if it causes... Not only that, but a firestorm on top of it, you know.
Which I feel like it would.
The value of the American dollars, an American dollar is going to plummet. So if it happened, like, would you be one of the people that's going to go and withdraw all your money out of the bank right away and be like, I'm just thinking
I'm going to run the bank? Yeah, I was actually worried about that when Corona started. People were running the bank. I was gonna say
they shut down the bank pretty quick. Even like at the pharmacy I work at, the retail pharmacy, they stopped giving cash back because they were worried people coming in to
run the bank.
Yeah, get all their monies out, and that we wouldn't have enough to give cash back and to function inside the pharmacy.
Yeah, so I guess I would say that. Sure. So if this is the apocalypse that we are predicting is going to happen, we're not predicting it's going to happen, but let's pretend we want to prepare for this apocalypse.
Because it could happen.
Yeah. I would say the first thing is not to have any animals. Honestly. Not to get dark all of a sudden. But, like, that's my main concern, which is not good. You should not have that concern. But for me, I worry about my cat. And I'm like, which I shouldn't worry about my cat, because my life's more important than my cat's life.
Not only that, your cat can survive kind of on its own.
Not when you're a control freak like me. I won't worry about him the entire time. Even though he's a little butthead. But I would worry about him the entire time.
Yeah, but you'd have much more to worry about, in a sense. Because if you let him go, he can function. He would know to go and kill a rat and eat off that. Or eat bear. You know, knows what food and stuff that he can find. Kill bird or some shit like that, you know?
Like that.
I mean, how many stray cats do you have living outside your house that have survived?
Not my cat.
I know, but I'm saying they're...
That I've raised since he was a baby.
Oh my goodness.
That's my boy.
I mean, you can bring the cat with you, but I'm pretty sure, fight or flight, your cat's leaving your ass. And then, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, probably. He does that now. There's no fight or flight going on.
Exactly.
Okay, so to be serious... You would want to have some stock of food, because if we're not going to be able to have money, we're not going to be able to have food. But the important thing is, when you have any of these apocalypse situations, you should never tell anyone you have said food.
Right.
And where it said food is hidden, because then people are going to steal it from you.
And the other thing is, you also can take into consideration, martial law is going to be called so quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to act fast, but you also have to act reasonable. You don't want to go and then be, you know, just crazy everybody else, and then you're dead anyway because somebody shot you or beat the shit out of you.
Don't take all the toilet paper. Don't take all the toilet paper.
Yeah, because you came in and took all the toilet paper.
I don't understand that. Why people stole toilet paper? That's the last thing I would worry about is toilet paper, which is just so funny.
I don't know. I bet you it's going to come out in like 10 or 15 years that it was all started by a teenager as a prank.
I'm sure it was.
And was like, you know, it was one rumor or something that we're all going to run out of toilet paper. You know, because rumors start so
there's
easily.
So many things you can use for toilet paper, though. You can use a sock and continuously wash it. And that's really gross, but you could.
Yeah.
You could. There's something you could use. You don't have to buy toilet paper. But anyway.
Go out and grab some leaves.
Yeah, make sure you grab the right kind, because if you get poison ivy, then that's just going to be awful.
Well, not everybody's allergic to poison ivy. You know that, right?
Oh, no, I am, so that would be awful.
I don't know if I am. Tell you the truth.
Let's find out. We'll take your toilet paper away for a week. Yeah. We'll just put a bunch of leaves in your sink.
No.
So you would want to have some sort of stock of food, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't want to have too much, because if something happens and you have to be on the move, you're going to want to have stuff that's easy to carry, that's right. kind of like, I don't know. You might
want
to be able to...
You want non-perishables.
Yeah. You might want to be able to know, and I think it would be important in an apocalypse situation, any kind of apocalypse situation, that you know where you're at, you know what berries and what things you can eat.
Yeah.
Of course, with this, there might not be any plant life.
It would take a while for it to go away.
That's true. So you'd want to be able to know what... I know for me personally, I'd have to know what kind of fruits and vegetables I could eat off the land, mm-hmm. lay the land, because it would take a lot of hunger for me to be able to kill something. I know myself, mm-hmm. we were just talking about how I would be worried about my cat.
Some ants.
I would feel bad about the ants. I would feel bad about the ants, too. I don't know. I feel bad about everything. So, I have a feeling it would take me...
I'm gonna die instead of eat this ant.
Yeah, well, I think at that point, I'd be like, screw this ant. I'm gonna eat it. Although, an ant's not gonna
Raven would be the one that would be like, okay, if we gotta start eating people, guys, just kill me and eat me first.
No. I would... Actually, I wouldn't say that. You know what I would say? It's funny. If I was with someone else, I would let them kill the ant if I'm allowed to walk away. I would let them. I know that the best thing for me is to kill the ant and eat it, but I can't do it.
No,
but
if you had to kill other people to eat.
Oh, then I would just say, you can kill them. I'm walking away. Go ahead and kill them. It's fine. I probably would. I probably wouldn't, actually. I don't know what I would do. If the person was already dead, I would just have to walk away and let them take care of the butchering process, and then I probably could bring myself to eat it. Now, if we had to actually kill someone... like, commit murder and kill them, yeah. I don't think I could do it, just because if we found them dead, if they were mm-hmm. dead, mm-hmm. and we, like, had a little ceremony for them, mm-hmm. and we're like, sorry about eating you, because we're starving, sorry that this is happening, then maybe I would be okay, but even if, I don't know.
But, in my opinion, unless it was, you were in the middle of nowhere, like, you had to be, like, in the middle of a damn desert. For that to happen here would have to take a while, in my opinion. Because I feel like there would still be plenty of supplies to find. Though people do hoard like crazy when bad things happen.
Well, let's just pretend. Okay, let's say, boom, eruption, and, mm-hmm. like... you know, we all hid in our basements and we all lived through the whole thing. We come out and we're like, oh, no, you're nothing, food, no food to eat. Mm-hmm. And people hoard stuff and all that stuff goes on. So then at this point, if things have settled and things have not gotten better and now we're searching for food, mm-hmm. we're going to be breaking into people's houses looking for food at mm-hmm. this point. So even if they did hoard the food, we'd eventually find it.
Yeah.
Now, I had a train of thought that I thought of and it's gone.
Well, I also wonder, too, so would... before the fact that we ran out of food, depending on how fast and how affected we were government-wise, mm-hmm. would we still be in our own homes? Or would we be corralled together? And then, because we were all corralled together, the leader decided they didn't want to share any more food, so they just killed us all.
Soylent Green?
Hmm?
Like Soylent Green. You ever seen Soylent Green with Charlton Heston? Mm-mm. Has that famous line, Soylent Green is people. It's a dystopian future where they're running out of food, and so everyone eats Soylent Green, and nobody knows what it's made of, until Charlton Heston finds out that, spoiler alert, that when people die, their bodies are turned into Soylent Green. Everyone's eating people.
No. I meant literally, no, not even to eat people. They would just be like... well, we've only got enough rations to last me for 5 years if I was one person, so I'm just going to kill everybody.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I would want to be by myself, though.
Yeah, no. I would say, and this is coming from a movie, and I won't say the movie because it's a good movie and I don't want it to be ruined for somebody, but there is a movie where it's a post-apocalyptic situation-ish, kind of, and they don't think that they're going to make it. They think that there's no one around to help them. The army's never going to come. Mm-hmm. So the one guy mercy kills his family. Mm. But he doesn't have enough bullets for himself. He has just enough to kill his family. So he kills his family. And just after he did it, the army came in. And, which is a gut punch. Mm-hmm. So I would say, in a post-apocalyptic situation, I don't think that should ever be an option. Unless, like, you know, you're like, you know, have, like, you know, you're gonna die anyway. Like, you're bleeding out or something, and it's quicker, maybe. But I don't think mercy killing should ever be a thing, because you never know what's about to happen next.
Right.
I don't think I would.
Makes sense. No, it makes sense.
I don't think I would allow.
Though, yeah. No. Yeah, mercy killing. No, I agree. Though what I said wasn't mercy kill. It was literally like...
No, I know what you were saying. Killed. You were saying, like,
keeping how the population down. I was like, yeah, but how long do you think it would take before it became a kill or be killed society?
Well, I think it depends. I think it depends upon where you are and who you're with, because I think everyone reacts to it differently. Yeah. If you're with a group of people that are even keeled, you're gonna be able... But it could go both ways, because if you're with a group of people that are even keeled, that are like, oh, everything's going to be fine, we're just going to take one step at a time, they're not going to be defensive, they're not going to defend themselves, they're not going to be ready for a fight. Mm-hmm. If you're with a group of people that are defensive, that are like, no, what's mine, I'm keeping is mine, they're going to be ready for a fight, and be able to fight off people who are fighting them. So it's kind of funny, like, you'd want to be with an even keeled group of people, but you also wouldn't want to be with an even keeled group of people, because they wouldn't be able to defend themselves.
Do you see, like, the eastern side of the country kind of like, trying to close off to not allow the people from the west to come in? Do you think so? Like, do you know, is the possibility of diseases or radiation fallout or anything like that is that any of that possible with the eruption of Yellowstone? Like, I know that with any really bad eruption, whether it's ash clouds, that if you breathe in too much of ash into your lungs, it condenses and it will suffocate you.
Yeah. I don't think they have radiation coming from from Yellowstone. Okay. But the ash thing, I could see that. I could see, here's my prediction.
Or what if they think we're already overpopulated and we don't want more people to come over, so they just cut off the entire East Coast?
We all know Texas would have its own country. Mm-hmm. And then, because they would. I feel like Texas would be quick to... Texas, I feel like, of all the states...
Well, how close is Texas to Yellowstone?
It's not that close. It's about like, our distance, isn't it?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Texas would be right in the way.
I feel like Texas would be right in the way, but I also feel like their state is so quick to do stuff and rally together that they probably would be fine.
Maybe.
The bottom part of it. I have a feeling that, I don't think the East Coast would let West Coast people over. I think that they would stop them from coming in.
Do you think all the states would, like, close off their borders and stuff?
Probably. But that would be a really hard thing. I know, like, for around here, that would be a really hard thing to do. Because our border is so random.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of back roads and forest that you wouldn't really be able to completely... You'd have to build a wall.
Yeah.
And that doesn't go up quickly.
But, like, I wonder how much it could change. Like, I mean, what if... Like, we're thinking we're going to be safe, but even though the eruption's in the middle of the United States and not close to water, who's to say it wouldn't cause tsunami-like effects on the coast, both coasts? Mm. Like, I could see it happening on the West Coast because it's closer, possibly.
I don't know, because, well, it would have to cause other earthquakes.
If it caused other earthquakes in the middle of the ocean, and then... Doesn't matter what happens, you know, that we're...
So we'd be so screwed.
Yeah.
We're on a peninsula.
Goodbye.
We don't get to make it. Well, I think it would have to be one of those things where... Yeah, we'd have to see what would happen from all of nature's fallout. And then it would be a human fallout. Mm-hmm. And then we would have to rebuild. And then who knows what we would rebuild as. Maybe.
Could you imagine just going back into the society where there was no communication except for, like, maybe,
You think they'd reopen Blockbuster?
not UV,
whatever the radios.
Oh, yeah.
TV radios.
Yeah. We'd say to the telegraphs. That's only a few words.
Oh, like Morse code?
Yeah. Morse code out something completely for me and you. Ours would be like a word. Laugh, 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 yeah. Laugh. Word. Laugh, 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 laugh. Well, it would be interesting to, it would be a interesting thing to think about. But I think that people have said, though, and what I was looking at here on, please hold, Live Science.
Mm-hmm.
That super eruption reports are exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. I heard that, too.
Let me find what I'm looking for here. Of course, he said, but day-to-day shaking, because they have earthquakes all the time there,
mm-hmm.
is not... They're not saying that means it's going to erupt.
Yes, it does. One day.
One of these days.
I mean, they could be shaking every day now, so that in 150 years from now, it erupts. Remember when it started shaking 150 years ago?
150 years from now, we won't be here, so it's fine.
How do you know? He says that I don't want to live for 180 years.
You really want to live for 180 years?
No, I feel like by the time I hit 90, I'm going to be like, oh, why am I still alive?
I'm so over this stupid planet.
I know. I've been retired. I've did everything I need. It's like I'm 90.
Yeah, and then I'll come over and I'll be 83.
Be like, you can't die.
No, I'll be 81. Where did I get 83 from? And I'll be like, me and Chris Evans don't want you to leave yet.
Be like, but I've already did everything I wanted to do. I toured.
You all know that when we are... When she's
haunted location.
89, we'll be traveling the world together.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be doing something. We'll still be doing our podcast. Uh-huh. We'll be called the Old Sister Files.
Sister Files. Rebound. No.
Yeah, Sister Files. 2.0.
Sister Files. No, not 2.0. Sister Files.
89.0.
Sister Files. 8.0.
8.0. So, I would love to hear what you guys think about what we should do if Yellowstone erupts. Do you think that, one, let me get my homework questions ready.
Okay, I don't even, do we even, like, say what we would actually do, or do we just, like...
I think that we would, I think it's that, first of all, it looked like we would release our animals if it got really bad. We would try to think what's best for our animals. And then we would stock up on food. We probably should have some kind of weapon. I have an old bow and arrow and a sword. Don't judge me. Oh, it's a very dull sword. It's an elven sword. I got it at the fair when Lord of the Rings was a thing. So I have my elvish sword and a bow and arrow.
I would have a car. But that's the thing. Would we have vehicles? Would they be able to run? Because how long would it take before we were out of gas?
Yeah.
Like, would we be disconnected from the rest of the world in some way or form? And, you know, what's to say? So if it only affects us, so like you're saying, would we have foreign people come in and be like, let me help you?
That's secretly screwed up.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they would.
I feel like they would. I think it's thinking in that way, like I was saying, is looking at things in a negative way. I think if we look at things in a positive way, hopefully if Yellowstone erupted and it was really, really, really bad,
mm-hmm. They would just stare at us and be like, well, you get, that's what you get
that's
for
what
me.
You get, stupid Americans.
You're stupid, yeah.
But I feel like they wouldn't. I feel like they'd be like, okay, let's go help them.
Yeah.
Because that's what we've done in other countries.
Right.
So.
Let's go help them like they've helped us.
Yeah.
We may not want that help. Because I think we've helped people when they didn't want help. Personally. I don't know. I mean, I think that I would get all my family together,
yeah.
And we would formulate plans, like, because you don't know what you're going to do until you're in this situation. You never know. I just have such a panic attack, I can't do anything.
Yeah. And I guess the question also would be, like, if you had to do the unthinkable, could you do it? Could you kill someone to protect your family? I think protect my family, I could maybe do it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. Then that becomes a moral dilemma. Should you protect your family? Wait, no. Should you kill someone to protect your family? Or should you try to keep them alive as long as you can before you kill them to protect your family?
True.
Should you be a Rick or should you be a season 2 Rick or a season... No. Should you be a season 3 Rick or a season 3 Shane? Is the real question.
I would hope it wouldn't come to that so quickly.
No, I hope not either.
Maybe we would just all abandon for a while the country.
Just leave.
Go somewhere else. Yeah, I think that if it, the opportunity...
But hold on. Could we even get out? Would we have planes out?
Well, I mean...
We could swim across the ocean.
I'm not saying that we had to leave North America. Maybe, you know, we could travel farther north.
Yeah, go to Canada.
Yeah, I would rather go north than south. Just because we speak this more of the same language.
It's cooler, too. I don't like hot weather.
Yeah. And so would we be accepted to go up north if, like, the middle part of North America was really just devastated because of it? Would they accept us north and south?
Like, we're Canada.
Well, I mean, like, so, you know, you'd have the people that, like, lived in down at the southern borders would want to go towards Mexico.
Right.
And, you know, it's probably just because we live closer to Canada that, to me, going to Canada makes more sense because we're, what, eight hours away?
Yeah.
Technically, because...
And Mexico's a lot longer to drive than
that. Yeah, so if we would go up, we would... It would be closer for us to go that way. Granted, I feel like we'd have to go farther than just 8 hours. It wouldn't just be across the border, and there's just magical... there's just this magical shield that protects...
There is, don't you know? Canada's a magical land.
And there's a magical shield that anything...
Magical maple leaves.
Nature-wise, that happens down here just doesn't transfer over. Like, major snowstorms and stuff like that or whatnot, they don't get affected.
We didn't have any snow this year.
But, or if, you know, other countries too, like, if we would become refugees, but not political, but more or less, like, refugees of the environmental.
Would we be called Yellowstone refugees?
Yeah.
And then we would go to... England or Scotland, wherever we go, and then I would meet a very handsome Scottish man, because at this point, my goals of marrying Chris Evans probably won't fan out since the apocalypse happened. And I would find or maybe I'd find Chris Evans over there. We would go to the same refugee camp.
I'm sorry, Chris Evans, she just killed you.
No, I didn't. Did not say that.
She did.
No, I said the apocalypse got in her way. I didn't say that.
No, if it happened, she said you'd be gone. That's because not what you're on the West Coast. West Coast.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't know. Wet coat.
First of all, Chris Evans.
You're a wet coat.
It's fine. I'll take a wet coat. I'll take any coat. Any one of your coats is fine. Wet, dry, long,
what's it
short.
Wet.
Something the rain. I don't know.
Okay. Well, as long as it's just rain.
Lost a train of thought.
Chris
Evans would survive the apocalypse because he's a super soldier and
so
and hold on, he's a super soldier and he can just spontaneously combust and fly too because he's
so it was his fault the Yellowstone torch. Erupted because he went to go visit
yeah
and he said flame on and it just blew up the volcano.
I didn't say that. I said that he could.
No, that's what you said.
No, it's not. You're literally putting words in my mouth.
What are you talking about? I heard it. I know everybody else did, too. They're going to come.
They're going to contact
us, and they're going to say that they heard you say the same thing.
Yep. They're going to be like...
Yeah, Raven, we heard you.
Chris Evans is going to be like,
we heard
damn
you telepathically. That is what you said.
Yeah. Chris Evans is going to be like, I was in hiding this whole time, and this stupid girl...
She's my stalker.
My stalker.
I know. You have a, what is it? A restraining order. On Chris Evans has a restraining order against you,
yeah.
And he's never even met you.
I should be like,
just
Chris
because,
Evans.
Just hold because on. You said his name so many times.
I would be like, oh, you haven't seen the show. You're not going to get this. I should be like, hey, you. See, you haven't seen the show, so you don't know. It's on the show, you. He's a stalker in it.
Oh, I've seen you.
In the beginning, he always says all these things about the person. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, Chris Evans would be like, I see you over there ripping those logs apart.
Oh, yeah, I
and
see you.
Da, 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 da. Hey, you.
Hey.
Hello.
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 I see you over there.
My name is Jeff.
Just saving kidding. The world.
Yeah. I see you over there wearing that Captain America suit.
Mm. And you flame it on. Woo.
I always thought it was weird how in that movie that he he goes skiing with that girl, and he flames on by accident, and then he lands in the, like, the snow and creates a little, like, hot tub by accident, and the girl he's with, who's a nurse, is like, ooh, a hot tub. She's not like, you were just in flames.
Yeah. Like, we accept superheroes.
Yeah.
Automatically.
It's perfectly normal that you create a hot tub by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. Happens all the time.
What a weird superpower here. Thank you. I'm a hot tub boy. I just
create anywhere hot tub. I go, a hot tub appears.
Yeah. Yes. Boom. That's how we took down Loki. See, we create a hot tub. And he was just, what, the hot tub? Who cares about world domination now?
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know how our conversation of Yellowstone turned into hot tub boy. But anyway, if you... One, know when Yellowstone is going to erupt. Two, know what we should do when Yellowstone erupts. Three, do you think you know how we should plan for the apocalypse via Yellowstone? Let us know by emailing us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can also send us a message or... send us a direct message, or you can post something on Facebook at the Sister Files, sorry, or on Instagram at the Sister Files Podcast.
But, in the meantime, be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.